Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Elle McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Jason Aquisto started working as the marketing manager for McFarling Foods. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes he's had along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Jason Aquisto, Marketing Manager, McFarling Foods. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters.
Hey, Mel. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you. I feel like I see McFarling Foods kind of everywhere now, which is a good thing.
Right. Well, that's such
I feel
a
like
good
you've
thing.
Been hiding in the shadows for decades.
I love to hear that. And we feel like we're getting out there. We feel like we're doing things that we hadn't done before. And it's so good to get that feedback. We've been in business since 1948, so 72 years in business. And like you said, in the shadows, I mean, it's just been kind of under the radar, but we've come out with a new brand, with a new mentality and a new vitality, we believe. And there's just a lot that's happening that's positive. And now's a great time to be McFarling Foods.
For our listeners that aren't familiar with your company, tell us, what is McFarling Foods and how did it get started?
McFarling Foods is a local food distributor. That means we buy from wholesale companies big amounts of food, and then we sell that to our restaurant partners, I call them, our customers, our clients. They're restaurants around Indianapolis, around central Indiana. So the difference between us and our competitors is that we are local. We are the local version of the national companies who do the same thing. We just do it local. We only sell to restaurant partners and customers that are local and independent. Okay. That's our thing. We're local. This is where we live and work and raise our families. And that's who our customers are. We don't sell to Applebee's, God bless them. We don't sell to, you know, Burger King over there. Well, whoever, those national restaurants, that's different. We sell to mom and pop, individual, local owner operators who put their blood, sweat, and tears into their business, because that's kind of who we are too. So we started in 1948 as a meat company, most specifically as a chicken processing plant. And back then it was a different business. And we kind of evolved through the decades. And now we're a broadline distributor. We carry all kinds of foods for restaurants.
So without even knowing it, someone listening to this podcast has probably eaten the food you've delivered.
There's no question, Mel. If you've eaten at an independent restaurant in the Indianapolis area anytime in the last seven decades, you've had some food that was brought to you by McFarling Foods.
So personal favor to ask you, the really deep red French dressing. Can't find it in a grocery store, but those independent restaurants I go to have it. Could you get me the hookup on that one?
I can get you the hookup. We'll talk later. Yeah, and that's a great point, though, because that's the kind of service that we deliver. We are there for those kinds of requests. When people talk about that one thing they can only get at, you know, we have a popular item that's our chicken, like our fried chicken seasoning and coating that a lot of our customers use for different chicken dishes. And it's special. Once you taste that, it's something that people come back for, and they don't know it's brought to the restaurant by McFarling Foods. That's fine. We're behind the scenes. They know that this restaurant has it, and that's why they go there.
And when your restaurant's successful, you're successful.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's all part of the same equation. We want, and that's why you see us out there kind of deflecting the spotlight onto our customers, because we want people to know who we are for sure. But we're a business to business. So we really care more about consumers going into our restaurants to eat there to our restaurant customers, partners, because that means they will in turn, ideally buy more from us. But yeah, listeners to the podcast can go eat at restaurants that we supply food to. And that's the connection. Yeah, that's the connection.
Well, and two, I know your team is helping restaurateurs, come up with some of their signature dishes or come up with their recipes or find that flavor profile, right?
Yeah, that's the thing too, is that all of our salespeople have been owner operators. They've lived the life. They've gone through that process and they've been in the kitchen trying to figure out how to, like you said, make a flavor profile, how to build menus. It is one of the hardest things in the world to get the menu right. And if you've watched these cooking shows on TV with these different, it's hard. So our people can help them build the menu and to also build it with a cost conscious approach to where they can spend the money in the right ways. And, you know, for example, right now we have, it's not really a promotion. It's just a strategy that we have that we're taking. Each one of our salespeople is taking a list of three things to their customers and saying, like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Restaurant Owner, here's an idea. Why don't you buy these three things and offer these three as a plate, as like a special? Maybe it's an entree and two sides. Maybe it's let's say it is roasted chicken and mashed potatoes and fresh green beans. And now each of those, here's the food cost for each of these. And here's what you can sell it for. Okay. And that's a bundle. They can offer it to them and say, we can bundle this for you in this price, sell it for this. There's your tidy profit. And, you know, it's just another way for them to help think about how to make more money for their restaurant. They don't have to buy that bundle. They can customize the bundle, but we're there to help. We're not there to, quote unquote, make money off of them. I mean, we're here to help them make money. We'll make money. We'll get ours. No problem. But let's help you, especially as we all know, this past year, it's been so important to support local community restaurants and local business, as you know, better than anyone. And that's why we're here. That's why we're part of your podcast of Indiana Originals, because we believe that. We've lived it. We've been the beneficiary of people supporting local. And we want to give back and do the same thing.
Well, I love how much McFarling Foods and Indiana Originals missions, you know, they're very similar. You know, we're the same too. When our members are successful, we're successful. Our job is to get our members in front of new customers, right? Keep them top of mind in front of those consumers. And, you know, really that's kind of the marketing promotions mind behind everything else that we do. And, you know, I'll tell you, Jason, I never saw myself in this position, you know, when I was little. If somebody said, what do you want to be when you grew up? I don't know that business owner ever would have been my answer, but what did you want to be when you grew up? Was it, you know, marketing director for a food company?
No, in fact, I was going to be a professional athlete. I was going to be a Major League Baseball player. And if that didn't work out, I always could play NBA basketball, maybe even both.
There you go.
Who knows? And I'm not giving up on those dreams.
Keep going, you know, for them.
I still love those notions and want to keep that kind of love of sports alive, and all that's fun. And at the same time, you know, there are reasons we want to do things when we grow up. They sound fun. And then what we end up doing, we do because it really is fun. You know, what became fun to me, and I know you can relate, is helping people, is to actually see something come together, see a plan come together, help people get to where they need to go, help people figure things out, be part of solutions. It doesn't mean that we have all the answers. It just means we're in there, sleeves rolled up, helping people get some things done. And doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. Obviously we do, but you know, these things as adults, I think most would agree, these are the kind of things that are fun now, you know?
Yeah. Well, that sense of joy and fulfillment's there, right?
You know, it's not just, sure,
you know, these, it's not the little things you've done along the way. You know, I started a babysitter's club. I was a hostess at a restaurant. I was a server for a long time, server's assistant. I was a lifeguard, you know, like all kinds of different things led me up to this way. What are some of the things you've done along the way?
Well, you know, what's funny is that I worked in restaurants, you know, in college, and I was a server in restaurants and you did a lot of that. And that is the best job that anyone can do, to be in any position where you interact with the public, customer service, that kind of thing. Man, you want to learn how to be a good salesperson, go wait on tables at a nice restaurant and you'll understand that, That's really what it's all about, mm-hmm. dealing with people. And it's not, you know, the customer's not always right. Newsflash, sometimes they're wrong. And that's the challenge, is that you've got to, you know, what do you do at those times?
Overcome that. Yes. Yes, exactly.
Overcome
exactly.
It. So, yeah. So as a server, I use a lot of that now, you know, circling way back to, you know, 20 years ago, whatever. Sure. I use that, that knowledge from then. And also, you know, as a graduate straight out of college, what I did was go into radio, and I started writing commercials for a living. And then I became a radio announcer, on air person. And then, went into, to radio sales, and eventually into marketing, working in ad agencies. So all of this, it's funny how I use different things from that background, in different ways now. I never thought I'd work in the food industry, but is it really that different? It really isn't, because you work with people. You work with people to help them get where they want to be.
And that's definitely your motivation, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Coming up, the challenges and successes McFarlane Foods has had along the way, and what Jason wants you to know about being a part of running a business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
"Is it local?"
That simple question became a much bigger conversation, and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarlane Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarlane Foods was there through it all because McFarlane Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarlane Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarlane Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. It's where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are very proud to be an Indiana Original. For more about McFarlane, go to McFarlane.com. That's McFarlane.com.
We've been chatting with Jason Acquisto, marketing manager of McFarlane Foods, a local food distributor started in 1948. Jason, what's been the hardest part about helping run a business?
Oh, every day is a dream come true. There's really no problems. And, you know, as you know, this year has been so hard. Past year, we've all been in a challenging place that we never could have anticipated. So even besides that, you know, running a business, as our executive team comes together every week and looks at the different ways that our different departments are getting our own jobs done. One thing that I noted that my president said to me is that, you know, none of us needs to be in a silo. That's another cliche we've all learned lately, is none of us can be in a silo, because even though the person who's in charge of shipping doesn't know as much as you do about marketing, they know something and they can contribute there. We shouldn't exclude. So put this idea out to the whole leadership team and let everyone, and by the same token, the warehouse manager, knows more than you do about distribution, but still he will ask you about, maybe you have an idea here. So to avoid those pigeonholed roles of I do this, this person does that, but to come together and never forsake the collaborating of a team there. That's been, I think, the secret for us, because we started this leadership team last year, and then it evolved into a virtual leadership team because we're on Zoom all the time. And that's great. It's been a great tool. I'd venture to say we do better than when we used to come together in person.
I think some people might agree with you on that in a way. And it's, inclusion and engagement. And you kind of get to learn a little bit too about people depending on what's in their background.
You do, for sure.
What's the most rewarding part about being a part of running a business?
You know, seeing it come together, solving the small problems, the big things, you know, the bottom line, and hitting goals and all of that. That's great. That's why we're here. That's bread and butter. But it's the little things that when we made a list of all the different things that we did this past year that were not in our job description, not part of the overall things that the core business at McFarling Foods does. And they were things like we helped to sponsor and to build a community garden down at one of our food pantry partners in the city at MLT Outreach. And little things like that are the things that are most gratifying sometimes, because we went through a lot of the food pantry partnerships this past year with the USDA Food Box program. We were able to help out and make a lot of difference in the community. So little things that I like to point out, the reason I made this list is to distribute internally to people and to put up in laminated signs in around the office. Like, don't forget, we're invested. Look at the things that we've done to help our neighbors and to help our community. These are the little things that make the culture at McFarling positive. I think I'd like to think that plays a part, because everyone feels like they have a part in doing that. They're not just loading food onto a truck or sorting food or picking food off the shelves or buying food but we're all putting this into our community that way. So to me, that's the best part. I love seeing the results.
Jason, what would you tell others who want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
And be careful. I mean, just be sure you're doing the right thing. Make sure you do your research and find out if that's the right time for it and the right business category. Is there enough already of that stuff in the area you're in? These are all the right questions that anyone would tell you to ask. But I also just would say, like, follow your heart. I'd say do what makes you happy in the deepest part of you. If you're going to start a business, be true to yourself, you know, go with your gut and make it happen. That's what my father always told me, that sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it makes a lot of sense. Make something happen. Okay. And you know what, in this day and age, if you can build a business in any kind of field, and if you can create a culture that is positive, and if you're doing things right and surround yourself with good people that you can trust, that's a win. I mean, let's say you don't set the world on fire. Maybe you're in business for a while and then you change and you adapt. The world changes. Try something. If it lasts for a while, you try something else. You know, life's too short.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Risks, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Now, Jason, I know supporting local is in your heart, but why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Well, we say we are the local independent restaurant partner, and that is a big part of our brand. I mean, we lead with that. Hey, we're local, and we've already talked about that. So it only makes sense to affiliate ourselves with other like-minded people. So when you and I remember when I first heard about Indiana Originals, you know, years ago, and you were like, I think I'm going to start this thing up. I remembered the passion that you had. And it just, I always remembered thinking that should be more important to all of us. And it's not just a quaint little idea. So fast forward, you built this, you know, this hugely successful, yet still retaining its small business quality, you know, and this thing that when I came into this role, I realized at McFarlane Foods, hey, I believe that personally, I was drawn to that. And it's also a huge part of the McFarlane brand. So we like to collaborate with and to support and to, you know, to become better through affiliating with local businesses. And, you know, there are others around town. We like to do business with local independent media entities. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of the way we like to do things. That's who we are. That's who our customers are, our target audience. And we couldn't be happier to have the partnership with Indiana Originals and with this podcast.
Well, thank you so, so much. Definitely, again, missions align. And I appreciate the compliments, too. When I'm having a rough day, I will come back and listen to this episode.
Everyone knows Indiana Originals, man.
Besides IndianaOriginals.com and our app, where do we find out more about you and how do we support McFarlane Foods?
Support McFarlane Foods by eating local and going to your local restaurants and local businesses. Okay. And you can learn more about us here about more about the McFarlane way at McFarlane.com. That's MC Farling. It's ING McFarlane.com. And we're also on just about every platform. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can follow us there. We'd love to have you along for the ride. We're enjoying being part of this local community. So McFarlane.com.
Well, thank you very much for everything you do. Jason Acquisto, marketing manager of McFarlane Foods. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
It is our pleasure. Thanks for having me and can't wait to come back again.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana.Gifts, and McFarlane Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.